Well, the military said actually it was a signal of intelligence. They were briefed that the insurgents or the terrorists were moving in group around that area. So they set up the drones and unfortunately released the bombs. But, you know, instead of attacking the bandits, the bomb ended up attacking a religious group that was celebrating.
We understand President Tinubu has called for an investigation.
Obviously, James, this is not the first time that we're having this type of, you know, episode in Nigeria. This is about the third or the fourth time that the military will either using aircraft or this drones, you know, prepared to attack insurgents or terrorists or bandits. But unfortunately, the attack will end up hitting, you know, the wrong population. The civilians have been, you know, victims of these in Borno State, in Nasarawa State, and San Ebin in Taraba State. So this is not the first time. And anytime this type of events, catastrophe happens, the government will come out with promises of investigation. I'm not aware that, you know, there's any report that has been made public and perhaps giving very lucid explanation as to either there are elements of carelessness or strictly, you know, they were accidental. So even in this case, I doubt if it's going to be any different.
This is a military mistake. And what does that say about the fight now against Boko Haram?
Unfortunately, you know, it's a cult of series of mistakes that we always get. And, you know, those of us that are here, in Nigeria, aware of the fact that the communities have often complained that they give very credible intelligence reports to security officers as to the whereabouts of terrorists and bandits across the northern part of this country. Unfortunately, in most cases, you know, these security agencies do not attack that material time due to the bureaucracies of, you know, the military of wanting to get clearance at one level or the other. So at the end of the day, the intelligence that are given by the civil population and the general public went down the drain. And, you know, intermittently and at times like this, the military using all intelligence often backfires and put the society into this kind of mess that we are in now. So it's an accident that's happening too much. It's an accident that really questions the strategic expertise of perhaps the Nigerian military authorities and the technocracy itself.